We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are getting ready for the presidential election on Tuesday, but there are a lot of down ballot races that deserve attention. One of them, we've had every candidate running for mayor on the station, on this program. However, during the candidate forum, we only heard from four of the five candidates. LeVar Stoney chose not to come on air with us. In fairness, he has been on before, and the last two times he and I have had a little verbal scuffle. It hadn't been awful, but it's clear that we don't agree, and I had to challenge him on some things. So how do you think this race is going to play out? Dr. Bob Holsworth is with Decide Smart here in Virginia. You've seen a lot of mayors come and go when they were selected from the council members. That's the way it used to be done. And then the switch over to a popularly elected mayor. But there are a couple of caveats here and the way this is structured that make it hard for somebody to, maybe even make it hard for a challenger to come in and beat the incumbent. Would you agree with that, with the ward structure?
Yeah, John, I mean, I think you put your finger on something that a lot of people don't even recognize, is that it's simply not the most votes that win. And then there are some people who believe that you would have a runoff if nobody gets 50% of the vote. But the reality is that it's almost an electoral college situation where
right.
You have to win 5 of 9 districts mm-hmm. to be the mayor. And so what this means is that it's a district-by-district race, and that even though you have multiple people, if only two people win districts, there will be a winner. If a third candidate won a district, there's a possibility that nobody could get 5. But right now, I think as people look at this race, if you thought about it 6 months ago or 8 months ago, before the pandemic and before the protests, you would have said that LeVar Stoney probably would win fairly easily. Mm-hmm. And now there's some question, because it doesn't appear that he's going to win every district. It looks like Kim Graham's going to win a couple of districts. And the real question is whether Alexis Rogers, who is the candidate, you might say, of the progressives, whether she could win a district and whether that there would be a possibility for a runoff. I think LeVar is still the favorite, but certainly he's not in the same position he might have been 8 or 9 months ago.
Are you surprised that Alexis Rogers, as a progressive, got into this race? You know, I do appreciate the fact that she came on our program, and she was pretty articulate. You know, you could imagine that I didn't agree with almost anything she said, but she was articulate. But it seems like she would be stealing votes or siphoning off votes that would normally go to LeVar Stoney. What's the dynamic there?
That's exactly the case, John, because, I mean, what you now have actually is that Justin Griffin, in my mind, probably takes every vote that he gets is probably a vote taken from Kim Gray, because they're both anti-Stoney folks. What Alexis Rogers has done, I think, is that she has siphoned off some of the progressive, young progressive vote that was really, in some ways, the base of LeVar's, you know, part of LeVar's base, not the entire base, but part of LeVar's base last time around. And if she could win a district, she really takes votes away from him there. Now, but at the same time, we also have to remember that this vote takes place at the same time that there's a presidential election going on.
Right.
And so when people go to the ballot, those people who haven't voted early, They're going to see sample ballots with Ralph Northam's endorsement of LeVar Stoney. And LeVar is going turn out to look more like the Democratic Party candidate than Alexis might to a lot of the voters. And that will be helpful to LeVar, I think, come Election Day. But the other thing I would say is that I've been impressed with the campaign of Alexis Rogers in a number of ways. I think, as you said, her public presence is quite impressive. And in fact, I thought in the debates, she actually did better than Kim Gray. Now, a lot of people don't watch those debates, and they may not matter that much. But she, every time you see her in public, she has done, I think, an impressive job. And she's actually raised quite a bit of money for someone that no one, very few people in Richmond even knew about prior to this campaign. But whether that's enough, I don't know. You know, she represents in some ways, John, all of those young progressives who, you know, mobilized to prevent Navy Hill from coming into being.
Mm-hmm. Which obviously puts her at odds with LeVar Stoney and his supporters. It seems to me, you know, I wasn't here on a day-to-day basis and wasn't hosting the show when LeVar Stoney first got elected. But my impression from what I read and from the Richmonders that I was in touch with was that the business community, not just Democrat operatives, but the business community had rallied around LeVar Stoney in his original run. Have they stuck with him, or did the rioting and his inability or lack of desire to control the rioting this summer, did that cause them to go away? I couldn't discern that from the article in the Times-Dispatch.
Yeah, when you look at the funding, I think LeVar still has, you know, received far more money than anyone else. I mean, probably he has raised over $1 million, whereas the two key challengers, Gray and Rogers, have raised somewhere around $500,000. So LeVar's raised money, but it's not simply been Richmond money. He's raised a lot of money from his Democratic Party connections outside of Richmond. And I don't think the business community is as uniform in its support of LeVar than it had been 4 years ago. You still have some Richmond business support, that's for sure, but it's not as uniform. And a lot of the small business, the restaurateurs and the like, the small business owners, they've gone with Kim Gray on that front. So it's a little more divided that way, but still, LeVar's had a lot more money than anyone else, and we'll have to see whether that makes a difference come Election Day. It certainly has made a difference in that he's been on television far more often than anyone else. And then, you know, the issue of the monuments plays differently district by district. In some places, all the turmoil that was associated with that and all the noise in the area is going to hook him. But at the same time, he is advertising on television that he removed the monuments because he believes that in a significant part of the community, this is going to be seen as very, very positive.
Is that surprising to you? That he would promote
No, not at all, because, you know, by and large, your position on the monuments may depend upon what part of the city that you lived in. You know, we even have today, for example, in the Times-Dispatch, a number of people who live in the monument area, you know, saying that they agree, and they have filed a brief saying they agree with the decision to remove the monument. So it really depends a little bit on your political perspective and social perspective. And I think in a substantial part of the city, the notion that the city would be defined by Monument Avenue and the monuments to the Confederate soldiers is not seen as positive, but seen as a negative, and LeVar is capitalizing on that.
It is very interesting to watch. You know, my visceral reaction to, and I think many of the folks who don't have a vote, because we don't live in the city, thank God, our visceral reaction to what has happened in the city of Richmond over the last several months, and clearly a very different reaction from some of the people who, let's face it, have a stake in the future of the city and how they're, and you know, how this is going to play out. Dr. Bob Holdsworth from Decide Smart, I always appreciate your insight. You've been covering this stuff and in Richmond for a long time. And we'll talk again as we get closer to Election Day. Thank you.
You take good care. Have a good weekend, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.